Baltimore, Marilyn Dennis, and Jamar. Wake up! I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
You know, road rage and just being angry behind the wheel? Raise your hand if you have it. They now have a statistic that says for every 160 kilometers you drive, you will swear 41 times. there's now a stat for it.
Wow.
Great. And who doesn't swear behind the wheel? People are real boneheads on the road.
Well, I want to tell you, the other day I was getting some qualifiers for the Barbados trip.
Yes.
And when I picked up the line,
wow! Wait, what'd you hear?
What? A lot of F words and a lot of F words and a lot of F words and it, get in your own lane! And F.
So this person was on the phone yelling at a driver?
Yeah, yelling. And, you know, we do like to go live sometimes, but in this case, that would have been a mistake. And I'm sure the person was very, but I think a lot of the times that we swear, it's because we're scared we're going to get, you know, clobbered in some way, shape, or form.
Can you imagine?
This guy was just, and I just hung on the line and went, hello? And then he hung up.
But every 160 kilometers, which is 100 miles, people are swearing 41 times. Like, we're just yelling at each other behind the wheel. That's just unfathomable. Roads are just crazy.
I know. Experience that, if you will, if you dare, this summer going up to Cottage Country on a Friday afternoon.
That bad?
Oh. You know, people go, the traffic's so slow. No, there's some people that are just weaving in and out, and that makes you scream.
What boils your blood the most behind the wheel, Mary?
When people speed up and cut in front of me.
Yeah.
That bugs me. And when there's no reason for that at all. And they don't leave enough room between, let's say, a massive truck and you.
Right.
And they fit themselves in between. Mm-hmm. And or when they're not using their signals.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know where you're going. And you're going really fast and I don't know where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what scares me.
Two things have become the bane of my driving experience. Number one, not everybody has an SUV, guys. So when I'm coming up to a bump and I'm trying to negotiate my way around the pothole or over it, don't honk me.
Yeah.
My car just literally cannot take it. I can't just fly over the bump.
Yeah.
Take time. Also, when you're trying to switch lanes and that person wants to speed up to beat you.
Exactly.
Come on.
I know,
man.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Like ramps and everything on the 400 or the 401. It just drives me nuts.
I've called the OPP twice in the last 3 months to report road rage incidents where the person was driving so aggressively and so recklessly, trying to force their way into a lane on the highway. You're going at really high speeds. They're not being careful. And you can tell when you see them, they just have that look on their face, like every blood vessel is bursting, that thin-lipped, angry, red-faced person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's not worth it. You're going to get somebody seriously hurt.
How about when you're driving at night and you see a car oncoming and the lights are not on? I'm like, you had one job.
Yeah.
Drive the car. Drive the car.
Yeah.
Turn your lights on. You can't tell your lights aren't on. Wine has made a resurgence. I don't know, in my sphere. I feel like there's like a wine renaissance happening.
Like, okay, like red or white or just wine
in
general?
Just in conversation. You see the memes and stuff on social media and women talk about, hey, no shame in a boxed wine, you know, no matter what container comes in. I'm all, no, I've seen that. People say whatever.
Uh-huh.
Long as it's wine, I'm drinking.
Maybe there's no shame, but there's definitely a headache.
Okay.
So.
Fair enough. The box wine is not the best stuff.
Yep.
But if you need
it. Wait a minute.
You got to have it.
Listen, they're coming in Tetra Paks now. Like,
what?
Like flow water?
Yes.
And I have to say, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
Because it still looks like kind of a bottle.
Yep.
But it's like a longer, it's like a liter or more, 2 liters. And it keeps things cold. So I'm okay with it.
Think of it this way. You can't bring glass on a boat.
Right.
So true.
A lot of people, you know, cottages or on holiday, they want to be able to have wine when they're on their boat. And if you don't want to break the glass, then you're going to need a Tetra Pak.
Oh, Caitlin, let's share a new word for Jamar that he's got to know.
Must, please.
It's a cottage country. Would you like to come down for docktails?
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, what's
when
that?
On the dock and have a cocktail.
Oh, docktails?
Yes.
It's my favorite thing.
Aw, here am I getting ready to talk to Uncle Scrooge and the kids. Not ducktails.
Not ducktails.
Docktails.
Docktails. Yeah. I like that.
Bring your box wine on down. Come on down.
The docktails. All right. Well, a recent survey asked people about guilty pleasures and, you know, just life's little pleasures, things that we look forward to much. By an overwhelming 67%, people said their glass of wine, drinking wine, is like the biggest pleasure of life, which led to another conversation about when's the best time to drink wine. Well, wine o'clock. Wine o'clock.
Anytime.
When is wine o'clock, you ask? Wine o'clock, which is the best time to have wine, they say is at 6:59 p.m.
Ah. Huh.
I don't know why 6:59 p.m., but yeah, 6:59 wine.
Yeah.
6:59, wine o'clock. And no, wine o'clock is not when you go home and start dumping onto your partner all the awful things that happened at work. That's wine o'clock.
Yeah. That's true. WH.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait for the summer because there's something about coming home and it's still light out and it's still warm and the sun's kind of going down. It's deciding to do that. And you have that glass of wine on your back porch or your front patio or on your balcony. It's just a nice feeling of reflection.
Yes.
And I deserve this.
Sure.
This is a treat.
It's an indulgence. Yeah. Are you a red or a white?
I'm neither. I'm a rosé.
Oh, a little combination.
I like
both,
rosé.
Twist of yeah. Sweet.
Yeah.
Caitlin, red or white?
Probably white.
Okay.
For the most part. I'm sensitive to certain types of wine. I get a little bit of a reaction to them. I find it more with red, but I like both.
Go ahead and say it. You get drunk. Go ahead. That's
no, I
your
get,
reaction.
Like, my face becomes the color of an eggplant, and I start to get really like sweaty,
really?
And I don't feel great. So it just depends on the type of wine. So I'm safer with white, but I love some reds. I just can't have a lot of it.
You got any Asian in you?
No.
Do you know about that?
Not that I'm aware of. I do. My father's girlfriend actually has that. She has that. She lacks an enzyme in her mouth that helps us metabolize alcohol a little bit. It starts breaking down the alcohol in your mouth before you consume it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she can only have, like, you know, if she has one beer, she's like, oh, boy.
So, apparently,
let me
yeah.
tell you what I think. Yeah.
So, apparently, if you're of Asian descent, you get super drunk really quick.
Really?
Lucky.
Lucky.
Yeah, you save all that money.
Oh, I don't think
no,
so.
No.
It's not okay. Enjoyable. Yeah. But I like a rosé, and I know Marilyn's preference on rosé, so I always know what I'm bringing her.
I got to tell you something.
Sure.
You can, I don't know where you can get them. I got them in Seattle, but Jim and I have these great ice cubes that they're big squares.
Okay. Massive ice cube?
Massive ice cube. Put it in a small little glass, and then just pour the rosé over it. It yep. stays cold for a long period of time. It doesn't dilute the rosé. It's perfect. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Well, that's what it is.
Is that not a procedure or what?
That is a procedure. You got a whole thing going on there.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, at 6:59 today, remember, it's wine o'clock.
Yeah, tonight.
Tonight. Yeah, 6:59 tonight, 7 p.m.
Where are you, red or white?
I'm red. I'm a dark red.
Are you like an Amarone?
I'm like a Malbec.
Okay.
Yeah, or maybe a Shiraz.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like rich, full-body reds.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Very good.
And let's take a moment just to really reflect on what it is today. Today is International Women's Day. Women are fantastic. Women are the backbone and really the creators of our society. I mean, what would society be without women? Wouldn't even exist on a very basic level. But on a very intricate level, women have come a long way. And now we're having the really crucial conversations. And it's crazy. It's 2019, but it seems like just now we're having those conversations that need to have been had for years.
Right.
You know, things like the Me Too movement and equal pay, equal opportunities in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now those conversations are happening. So this is a very special International Women's Day this year.
Yeah, the conversation's happening more and more. And that's what's so great for me to witness. Because I started in radio in 1976. And, you know, I had some good guys surrounding me.
Mm.
But as time went on and I went to more, you know, bigger, I'd say
positions,
and, but actually cities. I found that small little Moscow, Idaho station, which was safe and wonderful and supportive, was not really the case going forward, not only with other, you know, like coworkers, not only with other men, with other women. I was really happy that Danielle Graham had a chance to talk with me the other day. She asked me to be a part of a conversation, and she interviewed me on eTalk, and this is part of what ran on Wednesday's show.
I feel I want to make people better, especially my sisters. I also like to encourage people that get into management as women. You don't have to be mean.
Yes.
Don't be a mean girl. Your message will be received just as well if you're careful and you're caring about the message being sent.
You came up at a time and you know, through your career where we weren't having these conversations. But what happened when you were told no or not the right fit?
I remember years ago in high school, there was a thing called the Junior Miss Contest. And this English teacher came up from my high school and said, "You're not in this contest, are you?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "You? And I thought, you know what? Thank you so much for that, because you just added fire. Because by you being negative to me gives me more power.
Mm. Yeah, and it did. And I remember that so well, because I was witnessing my, you know, my friends that were in this. It's more of a scholarship thing. It's not a beauty pageant. But I was watching them do their thing, and he came up right behind me and said, "You're not in this, are you?" And I went, wow, that's for a teacher to say that to a student.
To get such a message at such a young age.
Yes, and I thought to myself, okay, all right, that put fire. But it also told me that there are some people that want to take pieces away from you. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I will never do that to somebody else. And that makes me even want to prove myself even more. Not with other people, with myself, how far I can go, because I know that, as Taylor says, Taylor Swift, the haters.
Right.
And I'm not going to put up with that. So, you know, don't let anybody take away your job because they are taking pieces away from you. Do the best that you can and support those that you work with, both men and women.
And wow. I think philosophically what's happened for so long is that everyone was taught that, you know, there was kind of only one seat at the table for a woman.
Yes.
And that's why women constantly sniped at each other, because they thought, you're the competition for me to get that. So think of a table of 10. Yeah. If one seat is reserved for the woman, and you've got all, it creates this unhealthy environment of women thinking, oh, I have to fight off all these other sisters to get to that one seat.
Yeah. Not so anymore.
Yeah.
Create 5 seats.
Yeah. I remember this too, being the female coming to this show many years ago, and in another situation in Calgary, the pay was not very good. I knew it wasn't, I didn't want to lose the job. So I took the pay that was offered. That changed within a year of working here, because I challenged them. But I will say, one person said to me, you know, you pay to live in Toronto. That you should be grateful for.
Oh,
man.
I know exactly who said it.
Wow.
And you know who you are, because I know you're listening.
Wow.
And I thought, wow. Now, was that message directly from him? Or was it from what the world was like and the environment was like back in the day? Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, you should be really happy that you're working here. And by the way, it's not very much money, but A, you're a woman, which was really said but unsaid, and that you should be grateful to be working here. So these are things when you get older, guys, you look back and you go, okay, I noted. I can't change that, but I cannot do that to others.
But here you are.
Yeah.
Still telling the tale.
Yeah.
From the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
You're strong.
Yeah.
And
well, thank you.
You're an inspiration.
Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Thank you. And thank you to all the strong women out there. Suddenly, listen, just on a basic level, breastfeeding.
Well, I only last for 2
that's
weeks.
That's hard.
On that one.
No, that's hard.
You pick and choose.
I watched it. That's tough. So, women, your strength comes in many forms.
Yes, it does.
I couldn't do half of what you do.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day. E-Talk Entertainment Update. Let's welcome Chloe Wilde into the family.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How's your Friday going?
Oh, it's good. I mean, I'm with you guys, and then I'm off for a couple days. I've got 5 days off after
What's
this.
What's the destination?
What? Off to Chicago.
I love
your
Chicago.
Hometown.
You going to the Shy?
I'm going to the Shy.
Oh, wow. The Six meets the Shy.
I've
like
got
that.
I've got a great restaurant for you to go to. It's really nice. It's really, it's called Brindell.
Brindell.
It's really nice.
Oh, okay.
I like
noted.
That. And then you should go to the Chicago Athletic Club if you can.
Yeah.
Yes,
is very
and
nice.
If it's okay, warm, okay, you'd go on the deck. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my highlight. What
you should head over to the South Loop and go to the, there's an apartment building. I left the tie in my old condo. If you could just pick it up from bring it back.
Okay, no, but
that tie.
I have a question. How do you feel about deep dish pizza? Is it something that just tourists eat, or, you know, as someone who's from there, do you actually
very
like it?
Very contentious topic. You know I'm from New York, but I lived in Chicago for 10 years. So deep dish pizza is somewhat of blasphemy to me. But it tastes so good. It really does. So deep dish Chicago has it all day. But, you know, thin crust, come to my part of town.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
And if you want deep dish, go to Lou Malnati's.
Okay, noted.
That's the deep dish.
I'm basically going to be eating my way through Chicago is what's going
to
happen.
Very easy to do there. Very easy way to do.
So, okay, Justin Bieber loves his wife, Hailey. We all know this, but he posted a slew of really great photos of her on Instagram. And someone in particular liked one of those images, Shawn Mendes.
Whoa.
So he liked it. And of course, fans are like, whoa, is he being flirted? Is he still into Hailey? Because of course, they were rumored to be together. And Justin Bieber basically shut down all that. So he ended up responding to the like, because all Sean did was like the photo, and he writes, "They're friends, relax." But my issue with this is not that Sean liked the image. They're just friends. They were always just friends. I remember interviewing him when they were rumored that Justin Bieber and Hailey were together, and he was like, no. Like, they're just buddies. My issue with this is that when Justin responded to Sean's like, he wrote, "They're friends, relax," but with T-H-E-I-R.
Oh,
I don't understand people that still struggle with there and there. There are...
If you follow Justin Bieber, though, and like, bless his heart, he's very talented and lovely, and he's super honest.
Nothing good comes after bless his heart. Go ahead.
It's true. He's super honest about his struggles. I have a lot of love for Justin Bieber. He didn't spend a lot of time in English class because he was rising to superstardom. And it's a common thing to see typos on his account.
But his name is also Bieber. I mean, he kind of like, what is it, I before E? Do they do it right? Like,
yeah, I know.
You're questioning that. That's
all of that is a problem.
He was too busy becoming worth like $250 million.
Grammar mistakes.
What's it worth when you can shoot to stardom just being a singer?
Grammar mistakes and spelling mistakes just get me. But
listen,
anyways.
Chloe, Shawn Mendes doesn't really pose a threat. I mean, it's not like Zayn Malik or someone was liking it. It's Shawn Mendes. You know, he's not really the... hide your girl, you know?
I think he was just like, this is a good picture.
No, he's just not that guy, you know?
He's too nice. He would never be a homewrecker. Yeah. Shawn Mendes is like a pure soul.
Right.
Really think that.
Hide your girl.
Yeah,
hide
you know, like Chris Brown likes your girl's picture. You have a talk with your girl that night. Hey, wait, what's going on here?
Shawn Mendes,
you invite him over for dinner. Hey, you like the picture, you know? I don't know. That's just me.
That's great.
And then, of course, there was that massive R. Kelly interview that Gayle King conducted. And so she actually was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert kind of reflecting on it. And she was such a star throughout all of that. And Oprah commented on it and Elton John commented on it, just on her professionalism, the way she was able to keep her cool throughout it all. So she was reflecting on this with Stephen and they got really into it. And she wasn't worried at any point that he was going to get up and hit her or anything like that, because he did get quite, you know, he got quite emotional about it.
Got physical.
Yes.
And emotional.
She did say, though, that she was wondering if maybe he would accidentally hit her because he was so intense towards the camera. But kudos to Gayle. She managed to conduct that interview like a true consummate professional. Yeah. And then everyone's still
talking
about...
She's going to ask for more money, by the way. Her contract's up in a year. Yeah. Watch.
Watch that
money. Ka-ching, ka-ching.
Pay her.
Now. Don't wait for a year.
She definitely deserves it. And then, of course, Leaving Neverland, the documentary that everyone's talking about, brings up allegations of child abuse against Michael Jackson. Well, this publication, Gay Star News, claimed that Paris said that it believes her father, Michael Jackson, is innocent of sex abuse claims. So basically claiming that she has made a statement. Well, Paris has debunked that, says, no, I actually haven't made any statements on this.
Whoa.
And she basically just tweeted
that out
into the world.
Oh.
She's not saying one way or another how she feels, but she's just saying, no, I actually haven't made any statements regarding this.
That is an entire other layer of this whole thing that hasn't been spoken about. No. What are the kids, the children of Michael Jackson, saying and feeling about this whole scandal?
Yeah,
very interesting. I'm sure we will hear from them, but Paris at this point is making it clear she has not made any statements one way or another.
Okay. Chloe, have a great vacay. Well deserved.
Thank you.
Enjoy Chicago. We're going to see E-Talk tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
If you have any questions about entertainment, ask Chloe. Chloe, if you have any questions about Chicago, give me a ring.
I'm going to slip into your DMs.
I got questions. Do what you got to do. You know, not just International Women's Day, but today is also Middle Name Pride Day.
Yes.
Middle Name Pride Day. And no, let's face it, middle names kind of get the cold shoulder.
Yeah, we don't really mention them that much. Yeah.
First and last.
Right, that's right.
And yet
parents take this great opportunity to go, I'm going to give them the best middle name ever.
I think middle names are supposed to be meaningful in some way, because you can't choose your last name for the most part.
Right.
You know, you have to make a concession with the first name, because it's like, okay, I wanted his name to be this, and you wanted this is what we chose. Mm-hmm. But then the middle name is something that you can kind of say, okay, we'll make it something significant.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just something really weird.
So a long time ago, Shirley Douglas and Donald Sutherland had twins.
Yeah.
They named the daughter Rachel. And I don't know what Rachel's last name is. She lives in the Toronto area. Good morning, Rachel. I know you listen to the show. And I know she knows this of her brother. Kiefer Sutherland's full name is Kiefer William Frederick Dempsey George.
What?
Rufus.
Huh?
Sutherland.
Who?
There aren't enough frames on any kind of application.
What?
To fulfill that. Let me give it to you then. Kiefer, William, Frederick, Dempsey, George, Rufus, Sutherland.
Wow.
I know.
There were so many things there, including the Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have to ask Shirley Douglas about that. That's the mom. She's so wonderful. Then there's one of our favorite guys, Quincy Jones.
What's his middle name?
Delight.
Quincy Delight Jones.
I like that one. I would make sure that I would say that all the time.
Would all of his ex-wives agree?
I know.
Then there's Richard Gere. You know Richard Gere from great movies. And I can't, what's a Pretty Woman? Let's, Pretty Woman. That's a classic one right there. Richard Tiffany Gere.
Get out.
No,
get
I
out
think,
of here.
No, I think you're thinking, I think we're alone now. But Tiffany is a very famous last name. It just is. Yeah.
One of my best friends, her first name is also Caitlin, and her middle name is Stewart.
Caitlin Stewart?
Caitlin
but that sounds
Stewart.
Like a last name.
It's actually, I believe, her father's first name where it came from.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, so, I remember it's like you're embarrassed about it as a kid, and then you love it because it's so unique.
You know, so when you hear people's middle names, sometimes it's so different from who they identify the person as. It's almost shocking.
We've got to pay grandma off, so we better put her name in there now.
That's how it's done sometimes.
Right, yeah.
Caitlin Green, our entertainment and trending reporter.
Hi.
Your middle name is actually Caitlin.
It is.
That's your middle name.
Caitlin?
Yeah, exactly. Caitlin Green. They just loved it that much.
No.
See, what happened was someone was writing her name. That's C-A-I-T-L-I-N. What? Caitlin. C-A-I-T-L-I-N. Oh, Caitlin Green.
My first name is Mary. My second name is Caitlin. And my third name is Alexis. And so the joke among some of my friends is that Alexis is one side of my personality, Mary is the other, and Caitlin is somewhere in the middle.
But Mary's your grandma's name.
Mary is both of my grandmother's names. But my parents wanted me to go by Caitlin. My mom's a huge fan of poetry, so a poet's wife was named Caitlin. She wanted that one, so she snuck
Let's
it in there.
Let's face it, they only want to have one child, so we're going to throw all the names in the book
exactly.
at you.
Exactly.
I cannot picture you as anything other than Caitlin. That is
Thank
so
you.
Funny
I can.
Me. Really?
Veronica.
Stop.
My
middle name is actually meaningful. My middle name is Joseph. My father's middle name is Joseph. His father's middle name is Joseph. And my son's middle name is Joseph.
I love it.
So we all essentially have the last, same first, middle and last name.
Right. My middle name is Delight. Marilyn Delight.
Whatever.
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing.
That's so good.
That would be great.
I would want to keep that. Quincy, I'm taking it over. No, it's Marilyn Elaine. But no, I like Delight better.
Is there a significance to the Elaine?
Elaine was, so every name of my sisters and myself had was a form of Mary or something biblical. So it was Miriam Ellen, named after an aunt, middle name. Maureen Evelyn, named after grandmother. Marilyn Elaine, named after one of my aunts. Margaret Elizabeth, there's an interesting one right there. Because Margaret was the only one born in the United States, because we're all Canadian, we decided to make her British.
Oh.
Wow.
So Margaret is after Princess Margaret, Elizabeth after Queen Elizabeth.
Wow. We're all Joseph because, like Joseph, we wake up and go, what a baby! What do you mean? I didn't touch you! joke. Maybe.
Maybe. Well,
joke.
So middle name pride, everybody.
Hello, this is Pearson International Airport, paging passenger Stephen Gale. Stephen Gale, you're wanted for passport verification at gate 1045. Hey, Stephen!
Oh, my God.
Stephen Gale!
Yes?
It's Chum 1045!
Oh, my God, I didn't win.
The winter is awful, but this is a wonderful day for you, sir.
Oh, my God, it's amazing.
You're
oh
going to Barbados!
Anything. This is amazing.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you what the temperature is today. It's 28 degrees.
Oh, my God. I feel like crying. This is amazing.
Well,
oh,
I'll tell you.
Great.
I just came back from Barbados. It was fantastic. I mean, if there's a cloud in the sky, the rain lasts for maybe 20 minutes. It is friendly island. Lots of things to see and do. I'm going to recommend that you do a couple of things, like go to one of the fine restaurants that is on the south coast. Oh. I love Chin Chin. It's romantic. Nice. Yeah, I'm assuming you are taking your better half.
Yes. I can't wait to call my wife and let her know.
Chin Chin. C-I-N-C-I-N. Thank you so much. And you want to go early because they open at 6, but you can go earlier than that to get a couple of drinks because you want to see the sun go down.
Yeah.
All right?
Oh, wow.
And then you're going to go to St. Nicholas Abbey. Abbey because it's an old place where they used to, and they still do, make sugarcane, and they make a beautiful rum. But they also have a beautiful train there. And then you want to go to Cherry Tree Hill. It's a beautiful view of the ocean. There's so many things to see and do. If you need any more information, just give me a ring.
Oh, my God.
And if you tell them you know Marilyn Dennis at any point in this trip, they give you $1,000. Like,
oh, my God.
That's what happens there.
So, listen, you're going to have a great time. You have to drive on the opposite side of the road, but I'll let you handle that part, okay? I'm so happy. Who's going with you, darling?
My wife, Summer.
And when's the last time you had a great vacation?
It's been years.
All right. And do you have any children?
Yes, I have a son. He's 10.
Okay. Can you get a babysitter for him, and then you go have a nice vacay?
I'm sure he'll want a nice treat for staying at the babysitter, but yes, of course.
Yes.
Wait, your wife's name is Summer?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't give you this vacation. You wake up with sunshine every day.
Okay. Congratulations. You got that winter break up. You're going to Barbados.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so excited.
How about that? Stephen gets the trip. A prize for two in Barbados to relax and recharge in luxury, historic treasures, indulgence in culinary delights, food. It's always more to be discovered in Barbados. Discover more at visitbarbados.org. And thank you for helping us hook that up.
You know that knot that you have in the back of your neck or in the middle of your back?
Yeah, well.
As soon as you get off the plane, it's gone. Now, let me tell you, it's back again because I've returned. But when I went to Barbados, nothing hurt. Nothing hurt.
And when we were there for breakfast in Barbados, I still say the best week of sleep of my life. And that was still getting up early, doing the show, but you just sleep better. Sleep better in Barbados.
Yes, you do.
Well, I'm very happy. I can't wait to see you what he posts on social media. For an awesome opportunity.
All right.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know, let me know.
Trending in Toronto and all around the world is International Women's Day. So happy International Women's Day to all the women listening who hold down society and give life and love and support. This is a day to celebrate all the amazing women in your life and around the world. Tomorrow, there's a rally in March for International Women's Day here in Toronto. And if you want to take part, you just head up to U of T campus on Bloor West for 11 a.m. at the OISE building. Thousands are expected. So also be aware if you're up there driving tomorrow, because there might be an unusual number of people. Another really cool piece of trending news on International Women's Day is from NASA. They've announced their first ever all-female spacewalk. First in history, an all-female crew will conduct this spacewalk at the International Space Station. It's called Expedition 59. So NASA astronauts Anne McLean and Christina Koch will carry out the spacewalk. This is on March 29th. And they're supported on the ground by Canadian Space Agency flight controller Kristen Fatchiol.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. I like hearing about that, and I like that there's a Canadian incorporated.
I do, too.
That's something that most people will never, ever, ever, ever get to experience. Space.
Yes. Safe to say.
I mean, it's a very, very basic statement, but it kind of bothers me. I want to experience it just a little bit, no?
I'm happy to buy you a ticket and send you for one
Really? You wouldn't go Maryland. You
one way, baby.
Couldn't see that coming, Jamar?
I'm just
I'm going to tell you, I went down to Disney World and went to Space Mountain. That was enough for me.
Thank you. Yeah, it scares the bejesus out of me.
I'm fascinated by it.
My mom nearly lost her mind on Space Mountain.
Really?
Oh, Jamar! She's screaming to my dad, we're in the other car. Hold him!
Well, it's happening.
Right? The voice range, like no other.
We're branching out, and Canada's getting involved in that lunar gateway, you know, that to and from the moon, which is supposed to be happening, I think, what was it, by the year 2022 or something? Wow. Anyways, it's all part of that effort to get us to Mars, because we're a little concerned about our future on this planet. Now, another woman that we're hearing a lot about this week, of course, Gayle King from CBS. She had that explosive interview with R. Kelly, and now she's doing the media rounds to talk about her experience with him and how she stayed so calm and cool and collected under pressure. She talked about that with Stephen Colbert last night.
When I see Robert getting really upset and he stands out of his seat, my initial reaction is, oh God, please don't leave, please don't leave, please don't leave. And I was thinking, I'm not done with my questions. I thought the minute I walk up and say, if I stood up, like calm down, you know what it's like when you're upset and somebody says calm down, you go, I am calm. Mm-hmm. I figured that would make it even worse. So I thought if I just sit there quietly, looking at him, he would know I'm not going anywhere and I'll just wait for you to finish whatever this is and then you'll sit back down in the seat.
Now, the other thing she's talking a lot about today is that while she was interviewing R. Kelly's girlfriends, which she did, she talked about the behind-the-scenes look at him being around the corner coughing loudly to remind them he was listening.
His team had told us that R. Kelly would not be in the room. After the interview started, he was around the corner behind them. They couldn't see him. But at points during the conversation, he would cough very loudly like that. So the girls at some point were certainly aware that he was there. And I just wanted to say, as a mother, get your things, let's go.
Mm. Oh, I love Gail. Mm. She's so fabulous. Yeah. Get your things and let's go. You've got to think if you were sitting in her position, you'd be feeling the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Mm. So yeah. And, you know, R. Kelly, as we reported yesterday, he is currently behind bars right now. So we're going to be hearing more about this trial as things progress.
That's an interesting time, isn't it?
It is.
Between the Michael Jackson documentary and this R. Kelly situation finally coming to the surface. So much is going on.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.